6. How the Chinese Communist Party destroys families. A. Breaking up families in the name of equality. Mao Zedong's slogan, "Women hold up half the sky," has now made its way into the West as a trendy feminist catchphrase. The ideology that men and women are the same, promoted under the rule of the Chinese Communist Party, is essentially no different from Western feminism. In the West, gender discrimination is used as a weapon to maintain a state of political correctness. In China, though it differs in practice, the label male chauvinism is used to similar destructive effect. The gender equality advocated by Western feminism demands equality of outcome between men and women through measures such as gender quotas, financial compensation, and lowered standards. Under the CCP's slogan that women hold up half the sky, women are expected to show the same ability in the same work that is done by their male counterparts. Those who attempted to perform tasks for which they were hardly qualified were lauded as heroines and awarded titles such as the holder of the March 8th Red Banner. Propaganda posters in the 1960s or 70s typically portrayed women as physically robust and powerful, while Mao Zedong enthusiastically called on women to turn their love for makeup to military uniforms. Mining, lumbering, steelmaking, fighting in the battlefield, every type of job or role was opened up to them. In an article published on October 1, 1966, the People's Daily carried a story titled, quote, "Girls Can Slaughter Pigs, Too." It described an 18-year-old girl who became a local celebrity working as a slaughterhouse apprentice, where studying Mao Zedong thought helped her to work up the courage to slaughter pigs. She said, quote, "If you can't even kill a pig, how can you expect to kill the enemy?" Although Chinese women, quote, hold up half the sky, feminists in the West still find China's gender equality lacking in many areas. The CCP's Politburo Standing Committee, for example, never has any female members for fear that this would encourage a social movement for more political rights, such as democracy, which would pose a threat to the party's totalitarian rule. Out of similar concerns, the party also refrained from publicly supporting homosexuality, instead taking a neutral stance on the issue. However, seeing it as a convenient tool in the destruction of humankind, the party encouraged homosexuality to grow in China by using the influence of media and popular culture. Since 2001, the Chinese Society of Psychiatry no longer lists homosexuality as a mental disorder. The media also quietly substituted the word gay with comrade, a term with more positive connotations. In 2009, the CCP approved the first Chinese LGBT event, Shanghai Pride Week. The approaches may vary, but everywhere the devil pursues the same goal: to abolish the traditional ideal of a good wife and loving mother, to force women to abandon their gentle character, and to destroy the harmony between men and women that is needed to create a balanced family and bring up well-adjusted children.